Hello, hello, hello. I'm Chase Carrington, and welcome to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. It has been a while. Welcome to the update number one. This one I'm going to call this little, vlog. I mean, that makes no sense calling it a vlog because there's no video involved, but just this type of update style episodes that I'm going to do here. I don't know how often or how frequently, but just a way to keep in touch. I will also be doing more other episodes in the future. I hope to get back to some of my Bible trivia time as well as a few other things, a few other ideas I want to bring to Anchor. But the reason I'm talking to you right now is I just opened up the desktop version of Anchor for, sadly, the first time. I really haven't checked out the new desktop yet, and I am rather happy with the results. Let's just say the analytics are more than I expected. Maybe modest compared to many other more frequently updated Anchor channels, but I'm still very happy with it, and thank you so much for joining me in these last few months, or last few month, well, yeah, months, and making this an amazing time to be on Anchor. So, stay tuned for more. Stay tuned for sure. And you can do that by subscribing. I'm still kind of new to this new version of Anchor. I've been here since version 1.0. And a lot of the changes going on, I still need to adapt to. You will hear more from me in the future. A lot more. I want to carve out some more time to spend more time on Anchor. As so many things change, I want to keep this unique relationship with Anchor going on, and I hope that you will join me in that. Please follow the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor, and be sure to check out my website. I'm working on it, but it's there if you just want to see it. Well, I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to Chase Carrington's show on Anchor. See you soon. Well, You'll hear from me soon. Okay, I've been trying to record this second segment of the update number one for quite some time. Just been kind of interrupted, then I forgot, and then I got distracted, and then I forgot again, and a lot of things happened. But mainly, I'm here to explain the cover art for this episode, and that is me in this really cool paper patriotic hat, and yes, it is from Memorial Day. So I'm quickly going to go over what was my Memorial Day like almost a week later, almost. Well, oh boy, I've been losing track of the days now. Not a week later, but it's about a week. You're probably listening to this when it's about a week. No, it's not. Okay, I'm really just going to go into what my Memorial Day was like. So it started with an amazing, amazing, awesome thing for me to do on Memorial Day that I wanted to do forever on these different patriotic holidays, and that is be a part of a parade. I finally got the chance. Last time I tried, I got rained out, and it never happened. Ironically, I was in the parade as a part of the swim team, so we probably would have been fine with the rain, but whatever. Back to Memorial Day. So I represent the Awana for the church that we go where I did Awana, and I held the banner. I'm not sure if you know, but parades, there's usually, before each different float or group or whatever, they usually have a banner that two people will carry that kind of says the name of the group, usually advertises the group, you know, has a dress, stuff like that. So I carried that along with my friend Stedman. We had a lot of fun. We kind of led the way for our group. We had to keep the distance, well, as best we could, between the cart in front of us, or not cart, but the group in front of us, and also our group. So it was really interesting, and I also got some really awesome photos. Well, one in particular, really. You can see it on my Instagram, hopefully. By the time this recording is done, I'm going to post it. But it was of an empty street. It was one of the streets that intersected on the street that I was walking down for the parade. And of course, only during a parade will you see streets that empty, at least where I live. And it was really amazing to get that awesome shot in there. So after the parade, we finished up. It was a good, like, mile and a half parade. It was kind of short. At least it felt kind of short. Maybe shorter than most. I don't know if we were rushing through it or what happened, but it was very fast-paced. And so then, after that, we immediately went to the church that was doing the parade with and was representing. They were having a special carnival, both for the Iwana and the church as a whole. They invite a ton of people. It was a lot of fun. Food, fun, friends, family. It was amazing. Food, of course, delicious. Then, of course, there was just carnival games from, you know, have you seen the game where it's like the golf ball and you use a golf club to stick it to like a Velcro or a felt? You stick it to like a Velcro wall. That was one of the things. There was a lot of different things, like this little, I've never seen this game before, but you kind of slide a puck on this, I don't know how to describe it, like a, like it's a turn. It's like a banked turn all the way around, and then you land in like a ring. It was really, really interesting. So my favorite carnival activity was probably the, you know, you use the hammer, and then if you get the little metal hammer in the device high enough, it's, I don't know, I have never thought, there's actually not really a name for it, but you know, you bang the hammer down, and then if you get it high enough, it rings the bell. That was fun. I really kind of figured out all the ergonomics and physics of it all, so I mostly hit the bell, at least after a few tries. I did get the bell. It was a lot of fun just to, I mean, there wasn't so many like lines for the things or people attending them, so whenever I walked past, I just picked up the hammer and tried to ring the bell, like, ring the bell. And that was a lot of fun. We also played a few organized games, like football, volleyball. We had a ton of fun. It was awesome. On top of it all, it was, oh, then there were snow cones. Of course, there was carnival food, like snow cones, cotton candy. I didn't really have any cotton candy, but I did have the snow cone. So, in the end, my Memorial Day was rather eventful. And that is the second segment of the update. I want to go before Anchor shuts off this segment prematurely because it's overtime. I'm Chase Currington, and you're listening to The Update, kind of a update about what I'm doing. Stay tuned for more, not just the update, but also my Bible trivia time, which, yes, I'm working on that. I need to do an episode, along with many other original Anchor content. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to The Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. Bye. Oh, format frustrations. Well, for my YouTube, I do a lot of live streams. So I use kind of the best, supposedly the best, free live streaming software, and that is OBS, Open Broadcasting Software. I really wish I had higher compliments for it, but it doesn't seem to work perfectly fine for me. For some reason, it was recording my video recordings in a file format called FVL. I think it's Flash Video something or another. I really... Flash Video File. I really am just... I don't understand, because I don't know if you're familiar with this format, but I am not, and I can tell you that almost none of my software will accept it. So I'm kind of at a loss. So luckily, thanks to the power of YouTube, I can still download the video file from YouTube. But still, OBS, I wish it was so much better, but I'm having so many issues with it. I know there's many YouTubers on Anchor. If there's any out there that could recommend a good live streaming software that is either free or not too expensive. So that would be really, really helpful. It'd really, really be helpful. I I'm Chase Carrington. You're listening to the Chase Carrington Show. This is the update number one.